Talking here today with Corey McCarville, the head football coach with the IK Manning Wolves as they get ready to head up to Lawton Bronson for a Week 7 matchup. And, Coach, always good to catch up with you.
Yeah, thanks for having me. It's great being on here.
You bet, Coach. Coming off of a tough loss last week with second place kind of on the line in the district, but you guys still can wrap up a third place finish in the district because this is the final district game of the season. What's been the focus? What's been the conversation like? What's been the atmosphere kind of been like this week for you guys in practice?
Well, the guys have been, it's been kind of a mixed bag. They've been focused at the task at hand. I think they realized that, you know, we had a great opportunity last week, and we weren't as prepared as we should have been, and we didn't execute as well as we should have on the defensive side of the ball. Hopefully we can get some more things squared away for this week and get prepared for a very good Lawton team.
You mentioned a good Lawton team. They come in, they look a little bit balanced. They certainly want to run it first, I think. But when you look at them, they've thrown it for nearly 900 yards, and three different guys have thrown passes this year, Coach. What have you seen from them? Who do you think they're going to lean on underneath the center the most?
Well, the kid that I think the best player that they have is the Peters kid. He plays running back, and he plays quarterback a little bit. So, like you said, they're kind of rotating guys. What I think they're trying to do is just find matchups that they like. They're a real challenge to prepare for from a defense perspective. They run some double wing. They run some spread, so they do a variety of things on offense. You know, on defense, they got a variety of guys that they move around depending on what your personnel package is. So, you know, they're a good football team. They're a really athletic team. They're not overly big, but they're very quick and very athletic, and you know, they pose a variety of challenges.
With the Peters kid kind of being everywhere for them, can you spy on him a little bit? Do they give any tells on what they're going to do depending on where he's lined up?
Well, maybe a little bit. If he's at quarterback, he'll throw it to about anyone. And I will say, you know, for a high school kid, he climbs the pocket really well. He moves in the pocket to buy himself time really, really well. He's got a variety of kids that he throws to. Number 22, the Ashley kid, he throws to him quite a bit. Number 15, the Roe kid, they like him as well. You know, they have a variety of weapons on offense. It's going to be a challenge.
Concern more with their run game or with their pass game?
I'm always a little bit more concerned with their pass game because they do throw, they do have almost 1,000 yards passing, as you said. You know, they do throw a lot of deep balls. And, you know, it only takes a couple of those deep balls to hit before you're in trouble. So, obviously, that's going to be a concern.
How do you feel like your secondary and linebackers match up then when they send out a bunch of guys?
Well, hopefully we can, you know, we can be prepared and we understand what our keys are going to be. And I think that if we can get a little bit of pressure on the Peters kid and move him off his spot, you know, hopefully we'll be okay. But, like I said, anytime a team can throw it as well as they do, it's going to be a challenge.
Coach, they're sitting with just a couple of wins on the season. What have teams done against them that's been effective then?
They've done, depending on who it is, teams have had some success running the ball on them and throwing the ball at times, depending on what the team is. But I have to hand it to Lawton Bronson. You know, they've played a really tough schedule. You know, I think we have an excellent district from top to bottom. And, you know, they've been really competitive in every game that they've played. You know, Woodbury Central, you know, they're only down 14-7 to them at halftime. You know, and that's one of the better teams in Class A in the state. So, you know, hopefully the guys are prepared and they're not going to really pay attention to scores and the record. You know, well, that's kind of the challenge that we have right now is trying to warn these guys you can't look at the scores and you can't look at their record because they've played some really good teams and they've been really competitive in those games.
Coach, you mentioned teams have had success on the ground. You've got two guys that have had really good seasons so far in Amos Rasmussen and Cooper Earlmeyer. How can you attack with both of those guys against what you think Lawton Bronson will bring defensively?
Well, you know, they do a variety of different things on defense. You know, they might play an over front. They might play a 6-2 type front. You know, we're going to have to see what defensive front they're going to be in and how they're going to slide their D-line and their linebackers. And that's the luxury of having two good running backs in Cooper and Amos is we'll be able to make some adjustments in game. And, you know, we have different calls for different looks that we want. And both those guys are going to understand that, you know, there's some nights where one might get more carry than the others. And I think they both understand that. And they're both really smart football players. So, you know, we'll just have to see what they do.
How do you feel like the offensive line's playing for you at this point of the season?
You know, they last week I thought that we did okay. It wasn't as clean as I would like after watching the tape from last week. You know, we did get beat in some areas that I wasn't happy to see. But hopefully we're going to work on some of those things this week in practice, and hopefully we'll get it cleaned up. And like I said, we just got to be a little bit better every week.
Final game of the district season for you guys. Have you talked to the guys about what this one means, or do you think they just kind of understand it?
No. I mean, we've always tried to, you know, kind of stress the idea that the next game is the most important game. And, you know, we have talked about trying to be the best that we can at the end. We've mentioned some of the goals that they had for the season. And, you know, depending on what those goals are, that we need to take steps to achieving them. And the things I'm really trying to stress to them now is just really being prepared for, you know, any kind of game in any situation. Just be prepared, watch tape, and, you know, be on point as much as possible.
Coach, you guys used to be in the same conference with Lawton Brunson, and when you did, I kind of felt like back then you guys were the two big boys, you know, in the conference, kind of the two dominant programs, it seemed like, in a lot of sports, and became a rivalry. Is that rivalry still there, or has it faded since you guys split up in conferences?
Well, I don't know if it's there. I mean, I'm old enough, I remember when we were still in the same conference with Lawton Brunson. It's hard to keep a rivalry going when you don't see them in a lot of competitions. I know we've played them in baseball the last couple of years, but, you know, we haven't played them in basketball, or we haven't played them in anything else in a number of years. So I don't know. And honestly, these guys might be young enough that they don't even remember that Lawton was in our conference with us.
Well, Coach, I tell you what, a long trip up there. You're almost to Sioux City, so we wish you the best of luck on the trip and on the football game. I know the guy's looking forward to catching up with you following the game on the Scoreboard Show.
Thank you.
You bet. Head coach again, Corey McCarville with the IKM Manning Wolves. Again, they head up to Lawton Brunson coming up on Friday night.